They are the Council of the Blurreds. Blurred powers unite. Engage.
Oh, everybody watching, what's going on? Council of the Blurreds is back for you. So, yeah, just doing some quick editing real fast. But I'm, of course, Kendra Gray, Dreadlock Blurred, and right now it's just me and this girl for the moment. Dark Angel is doing a workshop real quick. She should be coming in soon. And HB, we don't know. We're just assuming that he's just working right now. So right now, it's just us two for the time being. So, you know, you can have fun with that. Of course, I know it's been like, how many weeks now? Actually, not since July 4th. That's when we did our hiatus breaker. So, yeah, so now we're just back again just to, recap the past couple of weeks or so. So, I guess that's the best way to put it.
Yeah, we probably would have did it last week if I would have remembered instead of, you know, the fiasco that was last week.
I mean, summer's been moving pretty fast. So, you know, yeah, a lot of things are just going by really quickly, so it's just like sometimes it's kind of just like hard to keep up because we all got a lot of stuff going on. Davion, what is going on? Thanks for tuning in. He's tuning in from Facebook, so that is just lovely. Feel free to conversate and all that other good stuff, guys. But like I was saying, you know, summer's been going by pretty quickly because, like, it's already the 18th. We're already in the middle of July. And before you know it, this month is going to be over. So, I mean, time flies. They say time flies when you're having fun, but honestly, time just flies when you're an adult. So, honestly speaking, if I'm gonna be very candid here, time just flies when you're grown up. You know, when you're a kid, it feels like you got all the time in the world because technically you do. Because, you know, I remember summer feeling like ever. I remember summer feeling like 3 months. Or maybe a little bit longer than that as a kid. But, like, now, summer still feels kind of long to a degree. But it's going
on. I'm the opposite. Really? You know, summer went by faster when I was, like, under 18.
Really?
Yeah. When I hit working age, summer was, like, what happened to summer? And when was I supposed to participate in the summer?
Yeah, okay.
What was supposed to happen?
I can agree with that one. With especially once you start working, because now you're just working all the time. So it's like even during the summer. So it's not really when you're a kid, you have summer vacation. Mm-hmm. When you're an adult, you gotta go on vacation on your own time. So yeah, I could definitely understand that. Oh yeah, the Jazz. Yeah. Thank you. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the comedian. His name is Big Ja. He does like a whole bunch of videos and stuff, but I got this from his marketplace because I saw this. I was like, yeah, this is a shirt I could rock. I could rock only hands. Like, you won't catch me with an OnlyFans shirt, but this is right up my alley. So yeah. But needless to say, you know, we've been trying to squeeze in, at least I've been trying to squeeze in time to like watch stuff, play stuff, look up stuff. You know, it's like, you know, I did my reviews for The Tomorrow War and A Quiet Place Part 2 earlier today, and I realized I really haven't been watching a lot of, like, I guess mainstream things. Like, say for, like, what's on TV, like the CW stuff, which I don't know how I'm still hanging on to that. Although Superman and Lois is actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie about that. But, you know, Ridiculousness... You know, that's just on all the time. So it's just like, I can't help but not watch that. But other than that, like, whatever movies dropping, you know, stuff like that. I mean, honestly speaking, a lot of stuff hasn't really dropped since July started. I mean, we still haven't watched, yeah.
I was gonna say, I haven't watched, with the exception of The Tomorrow War, which I actually watched and didn't realize what you were talking about when you guys talked about it the last show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I totally saw that movie and I hated every minute of it. But the thing I've watched the most, I think I binge watched Loki.
Yeah.
And kind of just got that out of the way because I was really excited to finish that.
Like, that might be the only new thing that I was really highly interested in watching and, you know, checking out because, I mean, I know a lot of people, I mean, for the most part, from what I can tell, a lot of people really enjoyed the Loki series. I know there's a lot of people that didn't really feel it, but I thought it was a pretty good 6-episode self-contained little story and stuff. You know,
very good ending.
Yes.
I think the ending was wonderful.
I thought the season finale was great. And, I mean, granted, I was hoping for a little bit more of a setup, or at least somebody to show up, but, like, somebody else to show up. But other than that, I was not displeased with it. Like, I think the season finale was, like, fantastic. It was, like, one of the best ones. And it's, like, you know, and I know we're so used to Marvel fare, where it's, like, the last thing always being, like, a big fight. I like the fact that this one was just, like, a whole ass conversation. I'm like, this I can roll with. I can roll with this. And I said it before, I'm going to say it again. Jonathan Majors was having too much fun. I honestly feel like he was having way too much fun with this. And it's like, you could tell in the way he was acting, like he was having way too much fun with it. And you know what? I'm not even mad about that. You know, like you're playing the next big bad and you show up, you show up essentially on the TV show.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to have a little bit of fun with that. So,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to now. I'm really looking forward to the remainder of phase, what, 4? Mm-hmm. Is that what we're in phase for? I'm looking forward to the remainder of...
I think we're in phase 4. Well, I want to say phase 4.
Phase 4 is starting.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to the rest of phase 4. Like, WandaVision started it for me, of course. WandaVision was a good start. Captain America and the Winter Soldier, I think that was a good layover, basically. And then Loki just... Especially the end of Loki just took me over. It really took me over. So I'm looking forward. But there's only certain movies in Phase 4 that I'm looking forward to. You know, Ant-Man. Definitely Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. I'm ready for that. And and Spider-Man No Way Home, really.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the Eternal.
It's the next setup. It's setting all these next movies are just setting itself up.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, and I'm enjoying that way too much because these shows we're getting, they are so perfectly timed right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's setting so much up and it's setting our expectations. And I'm like, I'm almost ready to see what we're going to see next, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to find out right now when is, What If supposed to start? Because I'm highly interested in What If. Like, when is that supposed to start? Like,
I'm gonna look it up right now.
And I don't even know how many episodes that's supposed to be. No, I didn't ask for a trailer. No. No.
It just says August 21.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's a good way to end the summer off. All right, I can roll with that. So, yeah, I look forward to that. How many episodes is that supposed to be?
August 11th.
Oh, even better.
They gave you a date?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. August 11th, 2021. Let's see if it gives us episodes. They already have season 1, season 2 set up for that show, too.
Oh, wow.
10 episodes.
That works.
10 for the first...
That definitely works. That works. So yeah, I'm looking absolutely forward to the rest of the Phase 4. So, I mean, we still haven't watched Black Widow yet. We still haven't watched that yet. You know,
I'm not in a rush.
That's how we feel too. I know Harold's already watched it. I know he checked it out, but it's like,
I'm not in a rush. We should have got this movie like years ago.
Yeah.
And it probably would have been excited then, but now I'm just like,
yeah.
Maybe.
And there's nothing, against Black Widow, because I like the character, but it's just like, yeah.
After she's dead, I'm like, you're gonna give me.
Yeah. So it's like
her backstory.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I don't even think it's a backstory. It takes place between like Civil War and Infinity War.
So that's what I'm like, I don't know. I mean, we'll get around to it eventually, I guess. Maybe before the summer. I was thinking that, like, because I'm like, do we really want to spend $30 at home to watch this?
Like, I think that's what I'm waiting for even more, is that I'm like, at this point, I'm like, Disney will probably make it free about September-ish.
Because when did it drop? So it dropped like...
How long does it normally take for a movie, for them to make the movies free?
Because what?
Whenever Mulan came out, they put it free in December. So that's my gauge for everything as far as Disney's concerned.
So, I mean, I guess we could roughly say... Well, let's look that up. How long? I mean, when did Mulan come out, actually? September. Well, no. It dropped September. September 4th. So.
So it took about 3 months. So, yeah. October 6th, 2021 is when it'll be free on Disney Plus. And that's probably when I will watch it. roughly.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, unless they drop the price or something, which I'm pretty sure they're not going to do that. No, it's Disney. They're not going to do that. So, that's I mean, that's all I can say about that. Like, you know, it's not like the other movies and stuff where it's just like, you know, the pace of each movie is like, okay, you're ready for the next one, ready for the next one. It's just like,
It's you develop the I hate to say it this way, but you're developing on a character that no longer has a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular, unless you're putting her in the multiverse, which the only thing that can make sense at this point. Now, do I know if that's going to be the process on that? I don't know.
Right. So, I mean, it is what it is. Of course, you know. So, I mean, I've watched enough reviews on it. Honestly, you know, between Chris Stuckman, Jeremy Johns, even Ryan George. I think I watched his pitch meeting. Did I watch his pitch meeting? No, I didn't watch his pitch meeting. Yeah, I didn't watch his pitch meeting for Black Widow, so we got to watch that. That'll pretty much give us the gist about what... I mean, but I think at this point, we kind of know what the movie's about. So at this point, watching it is only just because you just want to see the action and how everything just plays out.
Yeah, and I think Jocelyn just put it the same way. She said, I saw it. It was all right.
Yeah.
It was more the delay that makes it compared to the other Marvel stuff since we got it since then, which is what I pretty much was saying, that they waited so long to put this out, and I'm like, it's really an unnecessary movie at this point. We don't need it.
Because it's like, you know, it was supposed to drop last year. I think around this time last year, I think I was more hyped then for it than I am now. So it's just like, yeah, my hype for it just like died down because you took so long to release it. I mean, understandably so. I understand why, because of what was happening in the world, but it's just like, if it was done, drop the movie. It didn't have to even come out around this time last year. They really could have waited until like September of last year to drop it. Like, once they got everything figured out, I'm like, okay, let's drop it right now, and then we'll just keep moving. Like, you could have just did that. You know, Josh said it was a nice intro for the other characters, which is pretty much what I've been gathering from all the reviews, that they were just introducing all the other characters, like Taskmaster, Red Guardian. More than likely, it looks like Florence Pugh's character is probably going to maybe take the place of Scarlet in the future. I don't know. They were talking about her becoming the new, I don't know, Black Widow something, maybe. I don't know. But, look, all I know is that Loki happened. It was great. I'm ready for everything else. I'm ready for all the multiversal stuff. That's all I'm ready for, really. That's
I think that made me even more excited for the multiverse stuff, because once they got to, and I don't want to ruin the end for anybody that's not watched it, but once they got to the ending, I was really I was really like, oh,
yeah,
crap.
And then the crazy part is Multiverse Madness is not coming out until next year.
Yes.
So it's like we got like a whole minute and stuff. So they got to do a lot of things to tie us over until then. You know, so.
Or freak us out until then, because right now I'm really concerned about Loki.
Yeah, because I'm like, Loki is like, Loki's going through it right now. So,
I'm a little concerned.
So, yeah. So, I don't know. But aside from that, like, you know, like I said, the only two movies me and Tommy watched recently was The Tomorrow War, and we finally watched A Quiet Place 2.
So, because I didn't watch Shuriyu yet, I didn't get there, but, in The Tomorrow War, just a general consensus on that, what were your main thoughts when you started watching that movie?
Okay, so I'll pretty much say what I said in my review. I don't think the movie's terrible. I think it would have worked better as a series than a movie. Here's why. I think there's a lot of components that were missing from the beginning of the movie to the end. Like, I think they tried their best to like try to tie everything up, but there's a lot of things that we didn't know. Like, you know, I mean, Chris Pratt's character, Green Beret, who is now a teacher, but he's trying to get into research. Research into what? Like, what division of science is he an expertise in? Because we just see him in a class, and he's talking about, like, what was he talking about?
Well, he was in the same, he was this, whatever the, whoever that other guy was that got the job, apparently Chris Pratt applied for that exact same job.
Yeah.
So, I forgot what the job was.
And then, you know, he
has it was something for some school, wasn't it?
So, like some type of research type of dealy or whatever. But like, I think this is one of my gripes. They were just kind of glossing over certain things that probably would have been very prudent to the main point of the story.
Exactly. Like, but toward the end, they make some discovery.
Exactly.
And they kind of glossed over that discovery.
It's like,
okay.
And it's like, that would probably be very useful for us to know going into the last act of this film. Like, everything in the middle, like them going into the future and all that stuff, that was cool. Like, the action I'm not upset about. Yeah.
Did you make the same prediction I did when he realized who that person was?
Yeah. I said in my review, this, like, Tomorrow War is literally reverse Terminator. Like, so, like, with Terminator, where John Connor sends his father to the past to protect his mother and essentially to create him and to basically make sure he's born so he can lead a resistance in the future. This is a thing where it's like, okay, the daughter sends for her father to the future to help her create something that can stop the war in the past. So in a timey-wimey, wonky way, it's a reverse Terminator. That concept alone isn't that bad. But again, I feel like there's a lot of things missing plot-wise from this movie. Like the whole estrangement from his father.
Yeah.
Like, I think we could have explored that a little bit more. Like, I want to know more about that. Like, what kind of soldier was he?
And the whole idea that, you know, he did the same thing his father did.
Right.
Somehow, some way, but they're in the future.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was, like, blowing my mind. So I'm like, it's mixed. If you're already there, then you already knew what happened, so you're trying to change what happened?
Like, that concept right there, like, I'll give them points for how they recruited soldiers to come to the future. Like, I'll give them credit as well. It's like, okay, we got to find people who are already dead. Mm-hmm. Spoilers, by the way, if you didn't watch the movie, okay? If you didn't watch the movie, spoilers.
Sorry.
My bad, okay?
I was trying very hard. It really was. This is not the easiest movie to actually try.
Honestly speaking, and this is what I'll say before I keep going. Like, you're either going to watch the movie or you're not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I told my mother the whole movie because, number one, she doesn't care. My mother's one of those people that you could tell her the whole movie and she'll still go watch it. Mm-hmm. And number two, she doesn't like alien movies, so I knew she wasn't going to watch it anyway.
Yeah, so
I told her the whole movie because I needed to just explain. For some reason, I just felt the insane need to explain this movie to somebody.
Right.
And it's like it's not the easiest thing to explain to somebody when you're trying to explain.
And that's the thing, because it's like there's so many things happening one after the other, and it's like, I guess that's the way we're trying to take everybody's breath away. So it's like people got to be like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? But it's like, you sit there and watch it for a little bit. It's like, okay, I can see what that's about. I can see how that leads into that. Like when he ran into the colonel, which was his daughter, I was like, I mean, I think we kind of know who this is. Okay,
I went further than that. I'm like, she's gonna die. He's gonna kill her. I literally said it out loud. I was like, he's gonna be the reason she dies.
Cause it's like, even that whole scene where they're like, you know, trying to come up with the toxin and stuff to kill him, and I'm like, y'all taking too long. Y'all doing too much reminiscing about the past. Somebody gonna die. Cause that's how this always works. Somebody gonna die.
In the interim, you know. All right, we're just going to talk about the movie, right?
Yeah, might as well.
So, in the interim, of course, they're supposed to keep this thing sedated every hour, right? So while they're talking, they totally let an hour pass by. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I can't. Like, there are a lot of predictable plots.
That's what it is.
The only reason why I thought that they... that the daughter was actually the granddaughter. One was because I didn't think that they were going to allow somebody to meet a future version of somebody that was currently alive. Mm. I didn't think they were going to allow that, but they did. They, I don't know. There was a lot of things that were just glossed over that just kind of nag at me.
Yeah.
It had the potential to be a lot better.
And that's especially the thing.
The ending scene when they're in the actual, I don't want to call it spacecraft, where they found the spacecraft.
The landing site and all that stuff.
I'm like, there was too much.
I really feel like the writer and director tried to cram in a lot for this. And it's like, that's why I said
And I guarantee you through this process, we'll be like, well, how come we don't address this more? And someone will be like, because we have 2 hours. That's why.
And I even said, I don't think I would have paid money to see this in the theaters.
I didn't know that it was supposed to be released in theaters last year.
Yeah, after I did my review, I looked it up and I realized it was supposed to be in the theaters. I'm like, this probably wouldn't have done well. this wouldn't have done well at all. Like, it would have made something, but it wouldn't have broken even. It would not have broken even.
No, they were relying very heavily on Chris Pratt, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's my other thing too. And I think I was telling Tani the other night, like, if this were a different actor, I would probably be into it more. And I have nothing against Chris Pratt. Like, I like him.
Seriously,
that's what it was, and it's like. Whatever the emotional beats that were supposed to be in the movie, the person who played the older Muri, I believed her. Like when she was telling him like how he died and what happened and stuff. Yeah, I believed her. She had the emotional range. Even the mom, to a degree, had a little bit more emotional range. But Chris Pratt, he had more emotional range in Infinity War. If I'm going to be honest. He had more emotional range in Infinity War.
He cannot take him seriously. No matter what you do, Chris Pratt is always going to be
that lovable goof.
The headliner for Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah,
he's going to be that lovable goof.
That's all you see. You see him in that outfit. You see him. That's it.
Like even looking at him in Jurassic World, I'm like, he's Star-Lord. at this point. Yeah. That's kind of
Jurassic World.
I didn't mind
him because he played the same character almost in Jurassic World. That's what it was. You weren't supposed to take him seriously in Jurassic World. He had that part. He was very good at playing the sarcastic jerk.
Yeah, who happens to be skilled at things.
That's what he is.
You know, so it was. I mean, I could tell he was trying to be a little bit more serious in this, but I don't know. Like, and I was trying to think of who would I have preferred to be in that role instead of Chris Pratt. I couldn't really think of anyone at the moment. Like,
because it's a hard role to fill, number one, because of the fact that the writing was so bad, you don't want to give it to anybody of actual value at that.
Right, point. Yeah. That's why I say, like, I think this would have fared better as a limited series or something. Like a good, I don't know, maybe 6 or 10 episodes. Like, you could, like, the first episode literally could have been spent on us finding out about him and his family and all this other stuff. Like, how he was a Green Beret, how he became. We literally could have tackled all that stuff in the first episode. Mm-hmm. And then that first episode could have ended with the soldiers from the future coming back. That's how it could have ended. Like, the pandemic has helped me to realize, after watching so many things, like, some things are not meant to be movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're going to be honest, there's just some things that are not meant to be movies. Like, I've heard people say that even the Loki series probably could have worked as a movie. I'm like,
no.
I don't think so.
No, it was too. There was way too much character development.
Yeah.
That needed to be done in that series, including Loki's character himself.
Right.
You know, so they couldn't pack that into a movie. That needed an episode by itself.
Yeah. Exactly. So when people say that, I'm like, I don't think so, because when you're talking about a character like Loki, who's been around for 10 years, as far as the MCU is concerned, and it's a series about him, there's a lot of ground we got to cover, and 2 hours isn't going to be enough. Not to mention that
not to mention you're introducing another Loki.
Exactly.
And another Loki, mm-hmm. and then more Lokis, and then more Lokis, and then... By the time you get done, you're like, if I were watching a movie and that was one movie, I would have left the theater like them.
Yeah. Like, and then not to mention all the other variants, the TVA and all this mm-hmm. other stuff. Like, there's a lot that they had to introduce. And the fact that they got it all done in 6 episodes is actually pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. Like, the season probably could have went longer, but I don't think it needed to be. They actually nailed a lot of stuff within those 6 episodes, which was actually really good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, other things, it's just like, yeah, like, certain things could probably just, like, if you got a lot to tell, maybe don't go for the movie route, because I understand the movie is where the big money comes in, but that's only if your movie does good. If your movie doesn't do good, then you're not going to get your return. At least with TV, you know, you'll probably have a good run before you... either decide to end the series or you get canceled, like Manifest, which should not be canceled. Like, I don't like...
You're still on that.
I am still on this.
For some reason, that's nagging at me too.
I am still on this. Like,
simply because there are so many people up and down my timeline just now talking about it. I'm like, where were y'all 3 years ago? Where were y'all 3 years ago when we needed you?
Like don't
they
get
on Netflix.
Like, don't get me wrong though. Don't get me wrong. It did have its ups and downs, and I think what was it? Season 2 kind of dragged a little bit, but season three picked up a great deal, and then that ending, that series finale, and then what happens the next day? They cancel it. Like, what? Huh? Really? It's trending on Netflix. I mean, it's not trending right now, but it was for like a good, like, what, 2 weeks?
It was trending for 27 days. That is the, it is tied. It
That's
was
almost tied, a damn month.
It was tied for the longest number one trending show with some other show. I don't know what it was. It's tied for the longest running number one trending show that is not a Netflix show.
That is a goddamn shame. What kind of shit is this?
You know what else the pandemic allowed us to do, though? It allowed us to actually sit down and actually analyze movies and not try to justify them because we paid for them.
That I will wholeheartedly agree. Like, every review I've done since the pandemic has almost kind of been in the same boat. Like, I've reached this point in my my viewing now where it's just like, I can't necessarily say something is completely bad unless it's completely bad. If it's not completely bad, then, you know, I can't give it like a horrible rating or something like that. Like, if there's some parts that, like, if the pros outweigh the cons, is something that I can, you know, keep watching. It's like, I think a good amount of people have reached that level. Not a lot, because there's still a lot of people that are ready to bash something just for the sake of bashing it. And there's just some people who are just too diehard in love with something to just realize that that thing was kind of terrible. I mean,
I've become overcritical personally, but
I mean, there's a lot of Tyler Perry stuff that I watched that I'm like, why the hell am I watching this? But it actually becomes entertaining to be on Twitter with a bunch of other people who are bashing it too.
Like, you know, and a lot of it's not that terrible.
It's not.
It's not. It's entertaining. It's like mindless. I'm like, this entertaining. Is so dumb, though. It's mindless, and it's okay to like mindless entertainment.
Right. Sometimes. Yeah. Because I look at right now. Like I said, the CW. I think this is where I finally realized that I'm like literally almost like, with the exception of Superman and Lois, I'm kind of practically done with the CW Arrowverse. I'm
I actually didn't even watch. I actually didn't even finish watching Legends of Tomorrow last week. I'm like, I think I'm done.
Like, The Flash, I mean, it's kind of picking up now. I don't know when the season's supposed to end, but it's kind of picking up now. But even that's like a struggle. You know, Legends of Tomorrow, like, it was like the fact that it's like in its own little weird thingy was cool, but now it's just like, what are you guys even doing?
It's getting redundant.
It really is. Like, it's a sitcom at this point. Like, Legends of Tomorrow is literally a sitcom right now.
I actually liked Legends of Tomorrow better, you know, when it first came out.
Yeah, like the first, like, what season is it on right now? I don't even know. But like the first couple of seasons, great. They were awesome, but like now it's just like, I think after Crisis on Infinite Earths, that's when it's just like everything just started to like.
It's like, do they even have villains still?
I don't like, now they're just battling.
Like, what are they doing?
I don't even know who they're fighting anymore. They're just like fighting like random aliens and stuff right now. Like, The Flash, Godspeed finally came back after he was gone for like almost half a year. I'm like, what? Like I said, the only saving grace right now is Superman and Lois. And if they went to HBO Max, I wouldn't be upset. Honestly speaking, if they just went straight to HBO Max, I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right. You know, because... And then Diggle, they don't know what the fuck they're doing with Diggle. Is he a Green Lantern or not? I don't even know. I don't know what's happening here. He's making the rounds on all the shows, and like, I don't see no green ring on your finger, so I'm like... I love you, Diggle, but you're what are you doing?
They're on episode. They're on season 7.
What, on The Flash, or Legends?
Legends.
Seriously?
No, season 6. Season 6.
I was about to say, Jesus Christ, they've been on for that long.
Season 7. I'm looking at this date. It says season 7 starts October 13th, and it threw me off. They're in season 6.
Yeah. Oh,
goodness.
Batwoman, Batman. I don't know. What the fuck happened with Batwoman? Like, I don't know how I managed to watch this season. Like, they really bigged up Batwing. Like, he was supposed to do shit, and he didn't do nothing. I was like, what?
This is a support black actors situation now.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And like they recasted Kate Kane, and she only showed up for the last couple of... I thought she was going to, like, take over for, like, the next season. No. I'm like, you know what? That's enough. That's just enough. We can.
Yeah, I don't know why they recast her.
Like, only for her to leave at the end. I'm like, that's yeah.
And
yeah.
to be kind of a villain.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is happening?
I don't know. It's weird. It's just weird. Everything is just weird now, as far as like movies and TV. You know, so. Mm-hmm. But.
You, we you did. Know what else is weird? Mm-hmm. They're having Comic-Con this year.
One of my boys asked me if I was going. I was like, no, yeah. no. What? Why? Why would I go? For what?
It's like, I think that is so weird that they're having that this year, and they're really adamant about having it this year.
I'm and like, it's like $60 or $65, and they're talking about they're going to have a limited capacity. I'm like, define limited.
I'm like,
and like even then, I think the pre-sales are so weird this year.
Yeah.
I didn't even look. I mean, I got the link, but
yeah, I got the link too. But I was like, no, maybe next year. I had a
friend who actually bought his tickets for this season, for this year, and every day. That's the one thing he was mad about. Every single day was the same price, and he usually goes on Thursday, which usually is one of the cheapest prices.
Yeah.
I think it's been the same price for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm. They were like same price. So, and then they basically, what they did is that you had to be in queue for a certain amount of time, and if you paid a certain amount of money, you can be, I forget what they call it, like a premier access type person, and you can guarantee your tickets for that day. And he said he was only in the queue for like an hour. And most of the stuff was still there when he was there. And 20 minutes later, it was mostly gone.
Good luck to y'all going. I'm like, man, no.
Well, none. So that means that a lot of people still going. Because, I mean,
yeah.
we've waited for an hour and a half in queue.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't, I mean, considering it's a pandemic, that doesn't sound like much of a difference. I thought you was about to say he was let right through. So, I mean, that means people are going to go. So good for them then.
Yeah. Couldn't be me.
Said he was going this year, didn't he?
Did he?
I thought he said he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Like I said, a couple people I know said they were. Actually, one of the people I know said he was going, but I'm like, when he asked me, I was like, nope.
No.
Not this year.
I think that this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to be asking for vaccination cards all over the place,
exactly.
I think it's going to be a horrible idea.
I don't see this working out too well this year. Like,
unless you can do contact tracing, and that's what you're going to do, and that you're going to make sure that you know somebody gets COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did I say the forbidden word? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They get the virus, then they are going to, at that point, be notifying everyone that has been at the event that day.
And you know.
Or where that person was.
Someone who either.
Scary enough.
And you know someone who either has it and knows it, or does, or has it and doesn't know it, is going to show up there.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we are not risking that junk. No, I'm sorry.
And I don't know about the rest of the world, but I mean, in New Jersey, for the past, I'll say since July, COVID numbers have been rising.
Same mm-hmm. here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same here. But we have a different situation here, though.
Mm. I mean, like, not by a lot, but...
We're 51% just in our county alone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So
I'm just looking... I'm not about to calculate percentages right now, but I'm just looking at this... I'm just looking at this chart that... On July 5th, there were 86 new cases, and today, there's 549 new cases.
And yeah, so that's about... You know, so that's what I think scares me the most about being, you know, I want to go to conventions. I do. Trust me, I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't.
Like, honestly,
I don't trust
speaking,
people at this point, I don't trust.
I would probably wait a whole nother year. Like, okay. not even 2022. Like, I'd wait until like 2023.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't trust I'm not gonna say I don't trust people. I don't trust people to be completely honest when it comes to that particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are already trying not to show their cards, or not trying not to say that they don't have something, trying not to wear masks, improperly wearing them, not caring about anybody else around them. And I feel bad for people that are immunocompromised and want to go to these situations and can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy about not wearing a mask. I still tend to do so when I'm indoors.
Yeah.
You know, the only time I didn't one time when I was indoors, because when I went into the store with my glasses on without my contacts, and I just could not take the fogging up. I'm like, all right, forget this. So I just took it off. But I mean, most people where we live still wear the mask inside.
Mm-hmm.
So, in all honesty, being without one kind of feels weird.
Yeah, and then being in some close quarters, such as, like, the Javits Center. I mean,
yeah.
It's a big place.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last time we went, let me just tell you that the last time we went to Comic-Con was 2019. And you could not move. I'm like, first of all, I don't even
have capacity.
I don't even think that capacity was legal. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I'm like, there's no way this is legal. If something happens right now, if somebody sees a hint of smoke, a hint of a flame, there is going to be all types of chaos.
Stampede.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the thing is that, imagine that, and this is for anybody who's ever been to Comic-Con at this point. Imagine that, imagine half capacity. That's still a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a ton of people.
I feel like I've been to the Javits Center where there's still a lot of people, but it's not uncomfortable. Like, you know, for the car show, or the international auto show example, for example, it's crowded, but you can still move around.
You can move around. I mean, in fact, you're able to move around very easily through the car show. Both times we went, it's like, I remember years ago, my karate school used to go to a tournament there. They used to have a karate tournament there. Still able to get around very easily. Like, Comic-Con...
They just pack the people in for Comic-Con.
Comic-Con is standing room only, pretty much. And that's literally what it is. You know, and for those who've never been to Comic-Con at Javits Center, prepare to sit on the floor if you're tired.
Really?
Because that's exactly what you have to do.
Mm-hmm. So, no, that's a big no for me, dog. Not this year, most likely not even next year either. You know, like, if anything,
in 2 years, hopefully we have a child by then, and at least we'll have a stroller. And that's one, I'll tell you one thing, people clear out the path for a stroller.
Do they?
From what I've seen. Hopefully.
I've seen it on a Sunday, but not on any other day but that.
When talking about the sea of people, Sunday is the day we're talking about, when the day when the kids are there. It was so packed. But it also seemed like people were clearing the way for strollers.
Sundays, I can see that. Sundays, but on a Saturday or a Friday?
It didn't feel... No, the last time we went, we went on Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday didn't feel...
As packed as it was.
As claustrophobic as it did on Sunday.
Wow. I'm actually shocked. Thursdays have gotten a lot busier than they used to. I remember you used to be able to walk in Comic-Con on a Thursday, and it was like, you can see the floor.
Because that's when, like, people was, like, still at work, so a lot of people couldn't get out to go on a Thursday or even a Friday. But it's like,
people are taking off. People don't have a job right now.
Yeah.
People travel. They make a vacation out of it. So... I guess that's why Thursdays are getting more crowded.
Yeah. But no, if anything, I'm like, it's probably, you probably won't see me at a Comic-Con for maybe a good three years. And that's just because of the area I'm in, and basically going back up there. The last thing I'm going to be doing is bouncing from one to the other. Both of them get it under control.
Right.
If Ace Comic Con comes back, I wouldn't be opposed to hitting that up.
Like, I would definitely wouldn't mind hitting up some of the local joints, honestly speaking. The local ones, yeah, probably do something like that. Yeah. You know?
I mean, even the local ones.
Not the low rent local ones, though.
No.
No, the local ones here for me are still in, like, the Miami area, so that's still kind of a lot of people-y right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm definitely not going to be going to those.
So, I don't know. It's good luck to anyone going this year to New York Comic Con. You won't see us there. Just letting you know that right now. You won't see us there. But
tell us all about it. Tell us what's going on. Tell us how you felt. Tell us how it was. Tell us how crowded it was. Send us some pictures.
Yeah. That's going to be an interesting recap video. I know that. That's all I'm going to say. But, I don't know. It's, feels like we've been waiting for a long time for stuff to come out. I don't know. Like, even, like, right now, I think the last game I bought was Ghost of Tsushima. That might have been the last game I bought. I haven't really been buying any games because, well, for one, there's not really anything really coming out like that I'm really feeling or anything like that. Like, we still don't have a PS5, and as from the way it looks, we probably won't be getting a PS5 until 2023. Because, like, these scalpers out here is going wild, wild. But
unless you get lucky like I did.
But, like, even so, it's like, a lot of the games coming out for PS5 are also coming out on PS4.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that's my problem right now, is that I really haven't bought a new game, because I have, like, the Sackboy game, which, you know, I love my Sackboys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've been playing, like, Assassin's Creed. It's glitchy, I hate it, but whatever. I've been playing it just to play it. But that's basically where my mind has been at this point. It hasn't been in playing, like, legitimate games. And I know I have PlayStation Plus, and I know I can download the games PlayStation Plus, but I really haven't felt that way. I felt like I needed to.
Like PlayStation Plus hasn't really put out anything that I really would... like, that I would be dying to download. It's like, I look at what they got, it's like, eh.
What is that one that's on there right now? That's, oh, God. Why can't I think of the name of it right now? I'm going to go look it up.
I haven't checked in a while, honestly. Because I know they try to do one, like, every month they try to do one. Or, like, two or something like that. Yeah,
they try to do two.
Yeah, so.
And I believe... this one was one I downloaded the demo for, but I never actually ended up playing the demo.
You know what's so funny? I still have Avengers on my PS4, and I haven't touched it. Like, I played the demo, and that was it. Like, the beta, I played the beta, and then, like, once the game came out, I was like, yeah. Like, I think I would have played it more if it was, like, a two-player game. That way me and Tani could have played, but, like, it's just a single-player game. I'm like, the heck am I going to do with this?
You play games by yourself?
I mean, yeah, but, like, when you're talking about something, like, but those are, like, you know, that's usually a game where it's, like, where's one character that I'm playing as the whole time. Like, Ghost of Tsushima, I'm just that one dude, like, the whole time. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and like, or even,
and
like...
I have zero intention of playing that game.
So. Or even, like, Final Fantasy VII Remake, you know.
Yeah, well, you're just playing...
and I'm just switching between different... yeah.
You're always going to be first person, basically.
Exactly.
Or third person. So...
yeah.
You're not playing... it's different. When you want to play a two-player game, you want to make something a two-player game, and you can't.
Yeah.
But this month was a Plague's Tale, and I was like, I downloaded the demo and never played the demo. That's letting you know how bad I didn't want to play that movie, play that game.
Like, if Avengers was a two-player game, I think I'd actually maybe make more time for it. But, like, right now. But, like, the other thing is, like, there's nothing really spectacular about the game anyway. It's, like, a lot of... I mean, like, you gotta got, like, a lot of, like, extra things and stuff, like skins and all that stuff. But it's, like, the person you're fighting the same enemies every single level. It's, like, eh. Like, I had more fun playing Spider-Man than, you know, the Avengers beta. Like, mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, at this point right now, yeah.
I'm thinking, like, maybe I should just re-download some of the games I never finished, like Death Stranding.
Like, I could probably...
That should take me 10 years.
Like, I still got Heavy Rain, Detroit Become Human.
I love Heavy Rain. That is my game.
I played the demo years ago, and I actually really dug it. I don't know why I haven't started playing the actual game, so I may play that, because I think that's pretty interesting. And I played the Detroit Becoming Human demo, too. I was like, this is actually not that bad.
Yeah, one of my favorites, too. I love those games where you have multiple choices.
Yeah.
And they dictate and change things. And I've already beaten Heavy Rain multiple times. And I'm at that point where I just want to get the good ending. Yeah. Like, everything comes out perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to do that. So maybe I will download the PS5, but I think I might have to just pull the PS4 back out and just start playing it that way.
I just started playing Ghost of Tsushima on, like, New Game Plus the other day. Like, I'm playing it on hard now. So, okay. So I'm between that and Final Fantasy VII Remake on hard. It's like, yep, I'll be on those for a minute. But, like, you know, all the fighting games, Mortal Kombat, Tekken, Street Fighter, you know. Although... We could jump back on Moonwalker and try to beat that. Listen. That Moonwalker was kicking our ass, all right?
Which is kind of funny because I can play the arcade game still. Like, and it's like a muscle memory at this point.
Like, I don't...
think we played the arcade at Yestercades?
Yeah, we played the arcade one at Yestercades, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is actually pretty smooth, but, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how we beat games as kids. I don't know how we did.
I didn't. I think I beat Aladdin.
Like,
it was the intention of knowing it was the knowing that you could not save the game.
Yeah.
In certain, especially when it came to Sega.
Yeah, because like, until Sonic the Hedgehog 3, I was on the game for like time. Time still flies by when I play video games, but it flew by like faster. When I was a kid, like, I would, like, come home from school, I'd be on Sonic, I'd be, like, whatever Sonic game, and the next time I turn around, like, I get home, like, 3, I turn around, it's 9 o'clock. I'm like, where the hell did the time go? How long have I been playing this game? But, I don't know, like, even just looking at back some of these Nintendo games, like, whoever created that water level in Ninja Turtles is the devil. Like, because that water level was built by Satan, like,
any water level is built by Satan.
That's true also. This is true. Because even the water level of Mario Brothers, I didn't fuck with. I didn't like that shit at all. I didn't. Mm-mm. But, I don't know. Like, once we got that save function, it was like, I'll come back to this. I don't have to do it all right now. I can come back tomorrow.
And a lot of the games now, because they're more adventure-y, especially you're playing adventure games, you're strolling around before you actually finish the actual quest. You're taking your time playing now.
I did a lot of horseback riding in Ghost of Tsushima. Like, it took me like, and Tanya can tell you how much I played that game. I played that game for like maybe 2 weeks straight. Like, and half the time, like 90% of the time, I was just riding around all over the place. I wasn't even doing the main game. I was just finding shit. Finding shit, exploring shit, dropping haikus, and all this other stuff. I was spitting haiku bars and taking, you know, hot spring baths, riding my horse, and yeah. But it was fun. It was fun, though, so I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's what I think the difference is. It's like the platformers, they were just straightforward to the point.
Yeah.
You were just trying to finish the level or cheat the level or skip the level, depending on what game you were trying to play. And you were just more concerned about finishing.
Yeah.
Whereas these games now, you're not looking to finish. You're looking to kind of...
Explore.
Play it. Like, you're like, yeah, let me beat this monster real fast. Or let me level up Like, you know, yeah. like with Assassin's Creed for me, mm-hmm. With the most recent one I'm playing right now, you know, I finish most of the storyline. I'm like, let me go back and beat all these monsters and whatever that I missed.
All the side quests and all the other stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, let me go do that first. I'm like, I kind of feel like I need to do that.
I think like after like the 10th time we died in Moonwalker, I was on game back with the cheats already. Like, nope, we are not doing this tonight. We are skipping levels because
like we found some cheats.
Yeah, and we found cheats. And we still lost.
Because the levels get harder.
Yes. Like that goddamn zombie level was kicking our ass for a good hour.
I'm like, it's like Altered Beast. You can only do so much. It's only like 5 levels of Altered Beast. You just gotta get through them.
And that's the crazy part. Like all the games from back then, they only had like what 6-7 levels, but it's like they took you like 10 hours to beat each level. So it's like, okay, you win. Thank you. Thank you.
Unless you're playing Mario, which is like
that game goes on forever. Mario goes on forever.
It's weird. I was never concerned with beating like Mario's or Yoshi's or anything like that. I just wanted to play.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Even Super Mario Brothers 3, which is like my favorite one, I don't care if I gotta start over, I'll just keep playing it.
Like, I was more concerned with finding like their hidden levels, like a Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think that's what it was, unless it was Mario, but it was like all the other ones, it was like, beat it. Literally beat it, but like just beat the game, so that way you can just get it done, get the accolades for beating it.
Yeah. I don't know. Games are built differently now. Like, the games from back then was just like, they were purposely made to make you cry. Like, that's what it is. Like, now it's just like, I'll finish this later. I'm gonna go eat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're gonna go take a nap. I'll sleep on it for a little bit.
I beat Donkey Kong twice because the first time my little cousin erased the games.
Oh, goodness. I'd be mad. I think that's the difference between now and then too, especially with the PlayStation 5 is that now you can actually just do it on the cloud.
Yeah.
Not to save on the actual device anymore.
I think
that's the benefit.
Back then with a cartridge, if you like, it came to the point, if you made the wrong move, like, everything was gone. Like, because, like, I can't remember how many times I had to, like, I mean, granted, Sonic 3 had a save feature. That's probably one of the only Sega games that had, like, a save feature on it. But Sonic 3, like, sometimes all of my stuff would be erased and I had to start all over again. Not that I didn't mind because I like Sonic 3, so, you know, it didn't matter. But still, it's like, yeah. And consoles back then were, like, I don't know. Built like tanks,
bricks.
Man, I'm like, the only thing that you had to worry about was the cores, because like I've dropped my Sega Genesis like numerous times and it's like, oh, still good. Like that's it. Like,
just blow into the cartridge, it'll be fine. Yeah.
Consoles now is like, man, I remember when I first got the yellow light of death on my PlayStation 3, I was like, what is this about? Like, and I caught it like 3 times. I'm like, what is this, AIDS? Like, what is this? Like, I got like Ebola of a PlayStation. Like, what is this about? Like, I don't understand. Like, luckily, my PS3 and my PS4 now, they don't have those kind of issues. But still, I'm like, man, Nintendo back then, you drop a whole house on Nintendo. Still play Duck Hunt. Like, later. Yeah. Like, what?
Like, not the new Nintendo, so not the Switch or anything else.
Nope. So, like,
they're so fragile.
Like, they really are. It's like, eh.
Like, even the PlayStation 5, when I was setting it up, I was like, oh my gosh. I got his own stand. I'm like, what comes with his own stand?
Right. Like, even some, like, do you have it standing up, or do you keep it to the side?
I have it standing up, but even if you keep it to the side, it actually has a stand that we put on.
Yeah. Well, there's that. That's fancy.
It's super fancy. Yeah, you have a stand for it to be on the side or on the top, or standing up. And I remember just putting it up, and I'm like, I just can't sit it up like this. Like, you're gonna have to make me put this on a stand.
Right. Okay. Like, once they come up with a black version, then we'll be in there for a black PS PS5. I don't know, some other color. I don't know, something like something.
I don't know, I like the light. I actually like it. Looks like a spaceship.
I mean, I've seen
next to the black one.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. I've seen people post up pictures of their kids drawing on their PlayStation 5s. I'm like, well, you better get that Clorox wipe or something, because if you leave it there, it ain't gonna come out. That's crayon right there, buddy.
Just gonna skip it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
That's all. That's an easy fix. Go get a skin. It doesn't affect anything as far as the performance is concerned.
Yeah. But even with games, like games and movies and stuff, it's just like a lot of things that's been coming out has been like okay, but it's not like been like. Like TV shows is what's been like holding my attention, and it's really only been Loki, WandaVision, mm-hmm. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Invincible, The Boys, Superman and Lois. That's been pretty much it. Like and like I said, like a lot of things that's been on, I haven't really been either watching or like half paying attention to. Like yeah. we did watch A Quiet Place 2. We watched that Wednesday.
I have no interest in watching either.
Apparently, Raising Kanan premiered today.
I'll watch it just to watch it, but it's like, that's the only power spin-off I didn't really have any interest in, honestly. Ghost, yes. Forrest, oh, absolutely. With Tommy, for sure. What was the other one?
What about the one with Tate?
Yeah,
I don't know why he's getting a show.
I just want to see where that goes. I mean, I don't know if I'll hang with it, but I mean, I guess I'll watch. I want to see a lot of people talking about Raising Kanan, though. I mean, I guess we'll check it out and stuff. But I didn't even realize it was dropping like when it today and stuff. Like, because I haven't really been like, I mean, we don't have Stars right now anyway, right? We put it on hold or something like that.
I mean. It's $8, I think.
Yeah, so, like, but, like, you know, I haven't seen many ads for it and stuff. Like, not like it was, but, like, you know, book two, you know, so.
I haven't seen it too much on TV, but I don't know, maybe because of whatever the hell I have interest in on Facebook. I've seen quite a few things on Facebook. And also, some people on my timeline have been reviewing it, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
doesn't Jungle Cruise come out the 30th?
That comes out soon, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know The Rock said he just finished wrapping up on Black Adam, which I hope is going to be awesome. I mean, it should be. I mean, it's The Rock. Well, you know, let me take that back, because not everything The Rock's in is all that great. I mean, that goddamn skyscraper was doo-doo. Like, that skyscraper was not it. That wasn't it. It wasn't it. Like, nah. Like, but, I think Black Adam's gonna be great. It should be good. But Jungle Cruise, I've seen the trailers and stuff, but is that dropping on the 30th?
Yeah, it's dropping on the 30th.
It just seems like every time I turn around, a movie that I thought was dropping later just drops now. Like even Fast and Furious 9, is that it? Like, I thought that was like coming out later. I didn't realize it was coming out when it did. Not that I care, because I'm not a big fan of the Fast and Furious franchise anyway. But, like, I could have sworn that was, like, coming out, like, later in the summer, but I don't know. Although the Dom Toretto memes are kind of funny. I'll say that. All the family memes and stuff, but. But, honestly speaking, A Quiet Place Part 2 was good. But, like I said in my review, I think I like the first one better. If I'm being honest. Yeah, I like the first one better. I think there was a lot more tension in the first one. This one seemed like it went by too fast. It felt shorter than the first movie. But
the direction of this one.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't direct.
Especially with the complete quiet moments, like there's no sound at all.
Yeah.
What was that movie with the guy where they broke into the man's house? And I think he was like either blind or deaf.
Don't Breathe.
Yeah, they're coming out with another one of those, too.
I was surprised that they were coming out with another movie. Like, I saw the first one. Like, it was on TV, and I was like, you know what? Let me sit and watch this, because I like Stephen Lang. I like that actor. So I was like, let me just see this. And then the things that happened in that movie, I was like, okay, I was not expecting this. I don't know if you guys saw it, but, like, yeah. Spoilers! So, again, like I said, the dude's completely blind. Two people, I think two or three people break into his house to try to steal something. And then he ends up, like, I think he, it's been a while since I said, I think he killed one. The other one got away. And then there was a girl with him. So, it was something on the lines where, like, his daughter was, like, hit by like a car or something like that. So he was like kidnapping, I guess, kind of random girls, and he was like impregnating them, but he wasn't sleeping with them. He literally had like a container with his.
Turkey basted them.
Yes. Like, what the hell? Yes. Wow. Yes. 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 He was turkey basting. I'm like, this took a different turn. So yeah, that's the first one. So I don't know if this second one is supposed to be some kind of, like, redemption type of story. I don't know how you redeem yourself from turkey basting. I don't know how that works. But I'll wait for it to come on TV. That's what I'll say. I'll wait for Dope Breed 2 to come on TV before I go see it in the movie theaters. I'll say that. So, yeah, that was a little unexpected, yeah. I'm paraphrasing a lot, but... You know, if you want to go see it, yeah. If you want to go watch it, go ahead. But like, that's that little twist. Yeah, it came out of left field. Yeah, and he had a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
I think they'll make that the phrase of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I honestly don't even know what else is coming out aside from anything MCU related. I don't really know what else is coming out. I mean, I'm looking forward to the Flash movie, but that's not going to be for a while. So, you know, there's that. And then, I don't know what other DC movies are coming out because Warner Brothers doesn't know what the fuck they're doing. Okay? So, I'm just going to say that. But I'm looking forward to Titans. I can't wait for season 3 of Titans to come back. I don't know when Harley Quinn's coming back, but I would like to know when Harley Quinn's coming back because I genuinely like that cartoon. Stargirl's supposed to be coming back soon.
Yeah, so I'm looking at what we got so far. So, Old is coming out on the 23rd.
Mm. Oh, yeah. The M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Oh, yeah. I had to think about it, too. I was like, wait a second. I just saw the thing for that. And I was a bit concerned because the Shyamalama Ding Dong movie, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't...
I feel like I'm going to watch it, and I feel like I'm going to be mad.
I don't want to spend movie money on it, though. I don't want to spend theater money on it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Like, if it comes out on streaming service the same day, then yeah, I'll watch it same day. But other than that, yeah, I'm not going to spend movie theater money on it.
Absolutely not.
Snake Eyes?
Yeah. It's funny. I mentioned, like, a few months ago that I never cared for G.I. Joe. I just never cared for G.I. Joe. Even going, as a kid, I never cared for G.I. Joe. So,
I like the first one.
I thought the first movie was cool. I didn't like what they did in the second movie by killing off Channing Tatum's character to make way for The Rock. I mean, I get it's The Rock, but like, come on now. Like,
have you guys watched the Space Jam movie?
No. And I don't know if I am. I mean, I wasn't trying to go out of my way to watch the first movie in the first place. Like, the first Space Jam, like, I think I watched it in school, maybe, or something like that, when it came out. When did Space Jam come out? Were you ever said?
A long time ago.
And when did Space Jam come out? Hold up.
Yeah, the
original
Space Jam. 1995? 1995.
Four?
Oh. 1996. Okay, so, all right. We were 12. Okay, like, I didn't care. You know, I watched it because it was on HBO. Like, what are you going to do? So, I watched it there. But, like, I don't know. If I get to a point where I'm like extremely bored, or maybe if my niece and nephew want to watch it, I'll watch it then. But, you know, other than that, did you watch it? Yeah, I'm like, you know, I've been seeing a lot of people complaining about it, saying that it sucked. I'm like, it's a legit kids movie, okay?
Exactly.
Like,
it's one of those things I don't want to ruin what childhood I have left.
Is like,
so I'm gonna leave it there.
I mean, like, what else are you gonna do? It's a legit kids movie. I'm like, at the end of the day, is not meant for us adults. Unless you like LeBron James, that's it. You know, but aside from that, like, you know, whatever, you know.
All right. So then we have Suicide Squad, August 6th.
I'm back and forth between Suicide Squad because on the one hand, I don't know, like, I want to see it because it's DC, so I want to see what James Gunn does with this, but at the same time, it's like, eh. This is going to lead into something else. It's like, eh. But I'll check it out. You know, that's as far as I can go with the Suicide Squad. I mean, I guess I like the cast for this one. You know, Idris Elba, John Cena, Margot Robbie comes back. Viola Davis is back as Amanda Waller, which is fantastic. But aside from that,
I mean, I don't necessarily think I was that excited for the first one, and I think I was more disappointed, so I'm not 100% sure I'm going to be eager to watch this next one.
Like, luckily, since it's a WB thing, it'll come out on HBO Max same day, so just watch it at home. I don't think I'd go to the movie theater to watch it.
Then we got Candyman, August
20th. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I told you about that. I told you I saw that second trailer, and I sat down there. I was like, I might have to see this movie.
Yeah.
I might have to sit down and watch this movie.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I'm super excited.
We gotta do Candyman. Yeah, Candyman
Then we got our next Marvel installment, Shang-Chi of the and the Legend of the Ten Rings, September 3rd.
I'll see it mainly because of the martial arts. Really, that's really why I'm gonna see it. You know, like, I don't know much about the character, but you know, if it leads into something else, or if it sets up something else, then sure, yeah.
Then we have Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Yes.
September 21st.
Yes.
24th.
Yes, yes. Tom Hardy, yes, yes, yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's just go next 3 months. So I'll do October movies soon.
Yeah, this one's called
2022.
They moved that out.
I mean, I will watch this at some point, but not anytime soon. I'll hit up Hotel Transylvania. Mm-mm. I like those movies.
Mm-mm. What? Hotel Transylvania is awesome. I love those movies. I actually do. I didn't think I was going to like them, but like, I actually dig them. I dig those movies.
They're cute.
They're coming out with another Top Gun?
Yeah. I think that was supposed to come out. Was that supposed to come out last year?
Yeah, 2020, and it's coming out this year.
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick. I never seen the first one, so.
It has Val Kilmer in it.
Awesome. All right. Yeah, that's cool.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently. I haven't seen him in a movie in a while.
Then Halloween Kills, October 15th.
I don't give a damn about Michael Myers. I don't.
Okay.
I really don't.
No. As far as series that should die.
Yes. Yeah, this is definitely one of them. Like, Freddy Krueger, I can get with, because I understand his motivation. Even Jason, I can kind of get with him too. Like, Chucky, but Michael Myers did nothing for me. He did nothing for me. So, no. Mm-mm.
Jackass Forever, what the hell?
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, I might do it. Because I've seen all of them so far. I've seen all the Jackass movies. I think Jackass 2 is the best one. Jackass 2 is definitely the best one. But I don't know. I guess I'll give it a shot. I think I'll do this one. I think I'll do it. I don't know yet.
I might as well keep going. The Eternals, November 5th.
Marvel. I'll see it because it's Marvel. I'll see it.
Ghostbusters Afterlife, November 12th.
I need to get me a whole proton pack for this. I need.
Oh God.
You think it's a game? I need a proton pack for this. Like honestly, this might have to be a family outing. I'm dead serious. Like we gonna have to bring everybody. For the, I'll go to the movie theaters to see that. I will go to the movie theaters to see that.
That's another one I'm legit excited for.
Yeah, I will. We going to the movie theaters for that one. It's okay. Ghostbusters. It's going down.
I fell off on these, but I might check out this one just to see how this all started. Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City.
Is that a movie?
Yeah.
It's a prequel. It's a prequel. So it's
set who's in it?
It's set in 1998.
Hold on, I'll tell you right now.
I'm surprised.
The only person I know on here is Robbie ML. I don't know these other people.
I'm surprised I didn't hear about this.
November 26th. But it's set in 1998, and it's the origin story.
Who's Robbie ML playing? Is he like a new original character or something? Or
I'm trying to pull it up now. Give me 1 second.
Because I'll go see it if Robbie ML's in it. I'll go see it. But I need to know what the story's about though.
Where's the IMDb? Come here, IMDb.
Because I want to give Robbie as much viewing time as possible.
It's Chris Redfield.
Okay, that makes sense now. All right, I'll see it. I'll see it, yep.
All right.
That sounds like a role for him. That I definitely feel like that's a role for him. Yep, I'll see it.
West Side Story is finally coming out.
Yeah, they filmed that in Newark.
Oh, wow.
They filmed when they shut down the streets to film that one. Mm. The Matrix 4 is coming out.
I need to see pictures. I need to see a trailer. I need to see something before I go see that. Okay. I need details for the Matrix 4.
It's coming out on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
That's a rough one. Okay. I have
December 22nd on my list. December
24th.
I mean, I love the Matrix, but. Okay. I don't know about Christmas Eve. I don't know.
What else are we doing Christmas Eve?
What else are you going to be doing on Christmas Eve besides probably putting boxes together?
Please. You can go on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
What are we really doing?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Honestly, really. But again, I still need to see a trailer. I need to see some production stills. I need to see something.
And they're going to make a Tomb Raider 2 movie as well.
I still haven't watched the remake. With Alicia Vikander. I haven't watched that one yet.
I haven't either.
Maybe one day we'll sit down and check it out, I guess.
I guess we'll make that a streaming, maybe.
We'll make a party. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Because I haven't seen that either. Spider-Man No Way Home is December 17th.
They need to hurry up with this trailer already. Like, I don't know what's taking them so long.
So, Tom Holland is playing Nathan Drake.
Yeah, the Uncharted movie. That's right. He is playing Nathan Drake, but I don't know. I gotta see some stuff with that. I gotta see a trailer for that.
And they put Mark Wahlberg in there somewhere.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like his like mentor or some crap.
It's like that they're making him Sully.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay.
Scream. January 14th.
Nope.
No, another one I should die.
Nope.
I'm already in March.
With the original cast.
Why?
No, I'm good.
How old are they?
They all gotta be in their 40s, 50s now. Something like, what? Is David Arquette even still acting? Like, what?
The one I'm looking for, I'm already in March. You already know what I'm looking at if I'm looking at March, right?
What's in March?
And that's hopefully they don't move the date again.
What's that?
The Batman.
They cannot move the date. Oh, yeah. That, too. I was thinking about Doctor Strange.
Look, I'll see both. I don't care. I'm going to see the Batman. I'm going to see Doctor Strange. I'm going to see all that.
I'm about to say, they cannot move Doctor Strange's date because that messes with our wedding weekend plans. If they
yeah, the Batman is right, what, a week or two before you guys?
Yeah. No.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have the Batman. Yeah.
March 4th.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfection.
John Wick is May.
I'll see it, but I just hope it doesn't start going to that route where it's like becoming like, eh.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2, April 8th.
Yep. Yep. We in there too. Yep.
I haven't seen the first one yet, so.
What?
I haven't seen
what?
No.
Oh, man.
Thor, Love and Thunder, May 6th.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to watch that only for
the
main reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then John Wick Chapter 4.
Hmm?
May 27.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. The John Wick. Also, Jurassic World is making another movie.
Yeah.
Yes. June 10th.
Yeah. I'll go see it.
Yeah.
Just to see how they wrap this up.
And I'm excited to see Fantastic Beasts next year.
About this time next year. Oh, okay.
Transformers.
Is that Dawn of the Beast? Is that one?
Rise of the Beast. Yeah.
I don't know. I might have to jump back into that one. I don't know if they're doing Beast Wars. I might have to jump back into that. I don't know.
Are you gonna go see the Avatar when it comes on next year?
I guess. We waited like 20 years for it. Like, might as well.
And Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, July 8th.
They need to get that script together. I know that.
This is going to be interesting to watch. Mm. What comes out this next season. Like, I guess there's stuff to be excited about. It's just not happening now.
Yeah.
When it should be happening during the summertime, where we're like, we have a little bit more free time. They're going to put the stuff out during, you know, school season, high work season.
And then Black Adam, July 29th, 2022.
Perfect.
I'm only going a year out. I'm not going any further.
Next year is going to be really busy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Next year is going to be really rough. As far as trying to keep up with everything. But I think it's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot to talk about next year. Not so much this year. And I guess that's due to the delay. But next year we're going to have a lot to do.
Yep.
Anything else that we missed in our list? What about any new shows? What's new shows are coming up this year?
I mean, The Boys and Invincible will come back until like when? And then Supergirl comes back in August. Supergirl, the remainder of season 6 comes back in August.
Yeah, and that's after Superman and Lois goes off, because there's only like two or three episodes left. But then we don't see them again until January. That makes me sad.
Wow. Wow, just wow. The one good show they got, and they...
Well, think about it this way. They, because I follow the production, they only have 2 months off. Like, they just wrapped.
Oh, okay.
And then they go back and start filming again in September.
Oh, wow, okay. Wow. All right, then.
But it still doesn't air until January. So I guess they're gonna try to do the whole 6 month run, because usually these shows take about 4 to 6 months to film.
Oh, okay.
So then if they do 6 months, then they have a nice long break.
Because
they're not even getting a break. Bitsy Tulloch and Tyler Hoechlin are on their whole convention run now.
Right.
So it's like they're not even getting a break.
All right, then.
Anything
else
y'all
want to
talk about tonight?
Is that it? Did we cover everything, basically?
I think we did. And if we didn't, as always, next week.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess that's pretty much it for tonight. I think we covered pretty much everything we watched over the past couple of weeks. Whatever was good, whatever was not so good, you know, it is what it is. We'll be back again next week. We're going to try to set up our next watch party. And we're also going to get to work on trying to stream some gameplay also. So we're going to try to work on that throughout the week and such, how to try to get that organized. And then, yeah, we'll go from there. Like I said, Harold must have been working tonight, so he didn't come through, but he'll probably watch this and stuff. So, honestly speaking, thinking about it now, the reason why we haven't really been on a lot, because there really hasn't been a lot to cover. If I'm going to be honest, like, even with my own channel, there hasn't been really much to cover, so I haven't really been posting up a lot. So, so you know, it is what it is. But we'll try to pad the runtime, I guess.
No, we'll just, like I said, we'll try to work on it this week and see how busy we get this week. And if we can work out maybe getting some gameplay or some collaborative gameplay, depending on how we see it, because we might be able to involve some of, you know, the viewers in what we're doing tonight.
Right.
Or tonight, next week. Goodness, I'm already starting to get tired. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get to you next week. And so hopefully, you know, we might have something set up for you guys.
Yep.
Maybe.
So, aside from that, folks, that'll do it for us for this week's show. So, of course, all of our social media is in the description box, including our TikTok. Please go follow us on TikTok. You know,
I know it only has one video. I swear I'm working on it.
So, I mean, it's going to be a work in progress. So, but definitely give us a follow on TikTok, all that stuff. Whatever you guys would like for us to cover on a future show, feel free to share it with us and we'll work it in. I mean, we got a lot of free time to kind of do it this summer because not a lot is dropping. So, again, padding the runtime. So, you know, there's that. And, of course, we'll be back again next week. Hopefully. hopefully we'll be back again next week. You know, nothing else is going on for us right now, really. So, we're kind of a little bit, I mean, we're not in downtime. A lot of us are still working, but, you know, we'll carve out some time, you know, and stuff to just talk shop with you guys and stuff. So thank you all you guys who tuned in. Some of you guys who tuned in to us on Twitch. Definitely keep following us on Twitch and stuff. And then if you're watching us on Facebook and YouTube, definitely keep subscribing and all that stuff. And then we will catch you guys next week. So enjoy the rest of your week, guys. And as always, the council has
spoken.
We will catch you guys next week. We are out.
Good night, guys.
You were watching Council of the Blurs, a Geekcast. The council has spoken.
End transmission.